We are reviewing lesson 6, and then we're going to go over lesson 7. Yes? All right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And last week, we talked about adjectives. We talked about attributive adjectives, predicate adjectives, and substantive adjectives. Substantive adjectives. Does anybody have any questions regarding them?
Like as in completely, like homework and everything?
We'll go over homework, but before we go forward, any thoughts on the adjectives? What would be the classic signifier, identifier, between an attributive adjective and a predicate adjective? How would you know the difference? One of them's right. You're right. Which one is it? Is it the attributive or the predicate that has no article? Anybody else want to help?
Attributive has an article.
Attributive has an article. Predicate has no article. Okay, that's the down and dirty. But clearly you could have no article for either one and have it be attributive. Okay, but the first line of reasoning, if you see an article with the adjective in some manner, it's attributive. If there isn't one, then you just got to decide, okay, is there no article for either one? Then it may be attributive. If there's an article with the noun, but the adjective's not between them, or the adjective doesn't have one, then it's predicate.
So is that true if it's kalos, biblios, or if it's biblios, kalos?
Kalos, biblios. Biblios, kalos.
Neither one with an article. But
that's what I'm saying. That potentially could be attributive. Okay.
So in that case, you just have to make a decision.
Based on context, you make the decision. You make your best call. Okay. In the case of kalos, biblios, I would say attributive. In the case of biblios, kalos, I would really weigh context on it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so that's the big thing. And then substantival, bless you, it just stands in the place of the noun. Okay. And the big thing with the adjectives is they take on the same endings as the nouns. So if you know os, u, o, on, oi, own, ois, oos, masculine, a, ace, a, ain, I, own, ice, os, feminine, and on, u, o, on, a, on, u, o, on, right, and a, own, ice, a, neuter, then you got the adjectives down. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, there's no extra endings to learn for the adjective. When you see the adjective paradigm and the way they have it listed there, you know, if you're trying to memorize it differently than you're memorizing all the nouns, you're killing yourself.
There isn't anything different.
There isn't anything different. Right. So for me, I learned the masculine, the neuter, the feminine, and I've got the adjectives. Okay? Makes sense? I mean, I know it's not totally that simple, but it is that simple, in a sense. The hardest part is the feminines. They can have, you know, different ends. But as a whole, the adjective endings that were used in the book were the ones that go with graphe.
Okay, like basileia and kake. Basileia is feminine nominative singular. Kake
is feminine nominative singular.
But it's not the same ending. One ends in yoda alpha and the other one ends in theta.
You talking about your homework?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
So sometimes they do look different.
But they have the alpha endings. I understand what you're saying. But again, you have to, that's feminine. And so you have to remember that feminine has, you know, like you were saying in the Spanish, the A. Okay.
It's because of the three different kinds of feminine declensions. Depending on that, Basileia has the yod before the alpha at the end.
Yep.
So it's declined differently.
Yep.
So it doesn't end with an anchor.
So you just kind of have to flow with it on that part, okay? You know, same thing with the agathe ecclesia, too, ecclesia. So so that's the big stuff there, okay, coming through. It was just all about the adjectives. You got any questions? Go ahead.
Well, I forgot to ask this a while ago, but in the declension of aletheia, the genitive singular, aletheos, is the same as the accusative plural.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm not tracking with you.
Page 30.
Go ahead.
The genitive singular, aletheos,
right, okay,
is the same as the accusative,
yep,
plural.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So, by context,
yep,
it's
context, context, context. And again, some things are going to be like critical thinking. They're going to be process of elimination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have another object, so therefore, this is not an object. It must be a genitive.
Yeah.
Okay, or it really is not sitting with anything that it could be a genitive of, so it probably is an object. Yeah. So a lot of it's going to be, it's not going to be as hard as it's seeming to you right now. There are going to be some passages where you're really going to sit there and scratch your head over. But those are going to be fewer than the ones that process elimination just really makes sense.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. A Greek person understood it as it was being spoken out of order. You know, it makes sense. They didn't have to hear the whole thing and say, okay, stop. Okay, I get it. Go ahead. You know, it was understood. So as you read it, for the most part, it's going to be easy to understand. But there will be a couple where you sit there and, because of the bringing over to English, you're going to scratch your head and have to determine. And actually, the second year of Greek, this is just basic. The second year of Greek is called syntax, and that's when you really learn the how the sentences are put together, and then you do some exegesis, and you get a verse, just one verse, and you got to prove every word, why you translated it, how you translated it, you know, because there's shades of meanings to words, and so you got to go through it, the rest of the Bible, and show how Paul used it in his writings, and John used it in his writing, how it was used in classical Greek, and so therefore, this is your. And, you know, you're not going to do that with every one of your translations, but it's a good, it was a good practice to get into because of the fact that you learn not just to be lackadaisical with your translations. Okay? Everybody want to talk about the alpha, beta? You think we can do it together? Ready? Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, pi, rho, sigma, tau, upsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega. Okay? So, good. As a whole, I felt like everybody was hanging with me there. And then the masculine. Huh? Actually,
that was a dig at me.
The verbs, present, active, indicative, okay, is the only verbs that you've learned so far. So soon you'll be getting into more of those. Tonight we'll be doing prepositions. I think it's after after the test we start really looking at verbs, and so that's when you start to go, but I can't memorize. So, anyways. So, the present active indicative, okay? O, ace, a, amen, ete, usi. Good. Okay? Anybody want to say it by themselves? Thank you, Christopher. I was going to have to pick somebody, so I appreciate you saying it.
O, ace, a, amen, ete, usi.
Good. All right? And then we moved into the masculine nouns. Okay, now I've just said those a little bit, the endings a little bit ago when we're talking about the adjectives. Don't cheat. Okay. Okay, Ben, you want to stumble over those? It's okay. I've had many years to do this, so.
Os.
No, no, it's not os, though.
Os.
There you go.
U on.
No. Os, u.
Oin.
O.
O.
O with the omega with the yoda subscript, okay? Os, u, o.
O on.
Good.
Oi. O.
Own.
Own. Ois, us.
Good, okay. Okay, one that everybody should get on any time it's a noun or an adjective is the plural genitive. Why?
It's all the same.
It's own in every single one. So, I mean, that's a no-brainer. I mean, if you don't get anything else right, you should get the plural genitive right because it's always the same. All right, Timmy, you get to do the feminine. I mean, a neuter. And the adults are saying, I'm glad I'm not doing this for credit.
Own is...
Wait. Own?
No. It's Omicron new.
Omicron new. Okay, on?
On. Ooh. On.
O.
It's O.
Right. Remember, it's just... It's basic masculine and neuter are almost exactly the same. So it's omega with the yoda subscript.
Okay, so...
Dative singular always has the yoda subscript.
On...
Wait, are you starting from the top again?
No,
start
no,
from
no, the, no, that was the bottom.
Start from the top again. On.
On, oo, o, on.
Good.
Oos.
Ah.
Ah.
This one kind of goes away from the room.
I.
No, no.
No, it's own,
uh-huh.
Isn't it?
Ah, own.
Ah, own. I, ice.
Ois.
Ois.
On.
On.
Okay. Yeah. Because.
On.
Sorry. The ah throws you off when you go to the neuter because all of a sudden you start thinking feminine, and so you just have to kind of remember that's kind of an anomaly to itself. Okay. Christopher, you want to try the feminine? Any one of them? Graph A is probably a good one to do if you can.
That one's got just the eight as. Right?
Pretty much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Good. Okay. All right. That sums up pretty much everything you've learned so far. Isn't that exciting?
All that hard work.
That's all we've learned. Got it done in 5 minutes. All right. Why don't we pray? And then if you have any other questions to ask before I give you a quiz, you can do that, okay?
You're not going to go over the horn?
Well, we'll do that. We'll do a couple. We'll do a couple.
After it?
Well, I was going to, but we'll do a couple before. That'll be fine. That works. Father, thank you for you. Thank you for your love. I'm grateful for your grace and mercy in Christ Jesus. And Lord, I am grateful for the privilege it is to study your word and to learn more about you. Lord, to study it in the original language as well. Lord, help us not to, again to be cocky and prideful in it, but Lord, rather to use it for your glory and to increase our understanding of your word and then to be prepared as well to be disciples. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so let's do that. Let's look at a couple of the homeworks. It's true. In fact, I didn't even look at your homeworks, did I?
Nope.
All right.
You get partial credit if you turn it in a week later.
Not yet. Where is it?
Turn to the left.
Where's your homework sheet?
Yeah, I put it away.
Mm-hmm. You threw it away?
I put it away.
Oh, I would say that is not a good thing to tell the teacher. I already threw it away. I was so disgusted with it, I put it in the shredder. It was 1920.
I thought about that.
Yeah, really.
It was 1920.
I thought it was 1618.
I guess you should be looking at your homework sheet.
Maybe you shouldn't have
shredded
it.
I don't know. Here, I almost got
old. Hey, Tim,
okay.
I don't have 20. Cool,
I see that.
Thank you.
Did you finish them all?
She finished them all?
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't.
You didn't.
Well, that was good. You're tattling on your mom for doing it all and tattling on yourself for not doing it all. All right.
I only did
16. All right. Well, I thought I brought a pencil. Here it is.
You did, but it's a red pen.
I know. That's for your that's for your quiz. All right.
It's
very slow at writing. You can read it and translate it faster than I can.
All right. So, 1 to 4, huh? Okay, so the first one, Agathe, he ecclesia, kai he basileia kake. Steve, you want to take a stab at that one?
Oh, okay.
Agathe.
Agathe is good.
Mm-hmm.
Ecclesia is nominative singular feminine, the church.
Okay.
Kai and basileia. It is nominative singular feminine,
okay.
The kingdom, and kake is predicate adjective, is bad.
Okay.
So I got good. Good is the church, and the kingdom is bad, or the church is good, and the kingdom is bad.
Good. Yeah, it's better to when we come into English to.
Except the emphasis is on good, apparently.
That's exactly right. Good. That's exactly right. The fact that the church is good. And, good.
Does it matter whether we say assembly or church is one?
No.
The other?
Nope. I mean, assembly is more literal. Church is more modern.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because ecclesia was used before there was ever a church. So you find ecclesia in the Gospels. But clearly, you know, and so we're, and then let them take it to the church in Matthew 18, talking about the quote unquote church discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Church wasn't around then. Yeah. People always ask about church discipline. It wasn't the church there.
It
was the assembly. That's exactly right. So they would take them to the city gate, to where the assembly was, and that's where they would. So the idea that we can use it, the concept of biblical discipline that we use, but to say that it's church discipline, there really wasn't a church there, so it's kind of hard to say it's church discipline. But the application holds. Okay, number two, Brooke.
Okay, cardia, tone, anthropon, gnoske, thanaton.
Good.
So, were we supposed to parse the articles?
No, just the verbs and nouns.
Okay, we parsed articles. You said every word.
Oh, no, but that's okay, though. I do. When I translate, did I say all of them? Anyways, when I translate, I basically try to detail everything so that...
I'll skip the articles.
Because you'll find out sometimes the articles can be used substantively.
Okay. Well, kake is feminine nominative singular from kakos. Do we still have to put the from on if it's... in the nominative singular?
No.
I wasn't sure about that either. But
it doesn't matter. That's don't be legalistic about it. It's okay.
Okay, good. And so that means bad. And
mm-hmm.
Cardia, it's feminine nominative singular. And that means heart. And anthropon, masculine genitive plural.
Good.
So of men and gnoske, P-A-I-3-S.
Which means?
Present, active, indicative, third person singular.
Good.
He knows. Thanaton, masculine, accusative, singular. So death. So I had a problem here. I ended up with the evil part of men knows death. But it's a plural men and it's a singular heart. So I felt like I was missing something or there was a mistake.
Mm-mm.
No, the heart is singular.
Heart is
it's
singular.
The heart of men.
Right, but men is plural.
Right,
no,
no,
that's,
be
that's,
said,
a pre- that's
a
oh
no,
phrase.
What evil lurks and hides in the heart of men. The
oh,
shadow of
the
heart
phrase.
Is a subject. Heart
yeah,
is a nominative.
No, but
yeah.
Heart
men,
knows.
They have
heart
more
knows.
Than one heart between
heart
many of
knows.
Them.
Ignore the prepositional phrase.
Yeah.
Heart knows.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Same in English.
English sentence.
Yeah, no.
You can't say the men's heart.
Well, I know, but
it's genitive. You should be able to say men's heart, right?
No. You can do the singular heart with it. I mean, you just can. It just, anyways.
Well, the way I
hang with it. You did it right. The heart of men. The heart of men knows.
Death.
Good.
Wait, I thought it
the
was
evil
the evil heart.
The evil heart of men.
Bad heart of men knows
the ugly.
Okay.
Yeah, the ugly heart of men. The bad heart. Bad is probably better. Bad and good, but anyways. Ugly gives you the.
Ugly sounds better.
It does, but it gives you the shade of bad. Does that make sense? There are various words for things, and so it helps us to understand the shade of what they meant in that bad. It's like ugly bad.
Can that be evil also?
It could go evil, depending on the context. Okay. Yeah, I mean, because here it knows death. I mean, it would make sense in context. An evil heart of men knows death, because wages of sin is death. Yeah. Okay, Marcia Corbin, number three.
Oi apostoloi, blabousi, tus micrus, kai.
Missed the word.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oikus, kai, tas kakas, padus.
Good.
Okay. Oi apostoloi is the apostles. It's masculine, nominative, plural. Blepusi is they see, third person plural from blepo. Micus, oikus is the small houses, masculine accusative plural.
Okay.
Kai is and. Kakas, kadus is the bad roads, it's feminine accusative plural. The apostles see the small houses and bad roads.
Okay. Did you say that was feminine accusative plural for hadus?
Yes.
Hadas.
Here it's a feminine. It's feminine.
It's
a feminine noun.
It's one of those.
Yes. Is it really?
Yeah.
So I think there's an error.
You're right, because I remember saying that when we went through it, saying, you know what? I never knew that before.
Yeah, I thought that. I couldn't figure this one out. Wrong ending. Is it feminine?
Yeah.
So
hey, how does?
What's a wrong ending?
Is it a wrong ending?
Well, it says that it's hey. Let me.
It doesn't explain whether or not you decline them in a feminine or masculine way.
Yeah, it will be observed that eremos and hados are feminine, though nearly all nouns of the second declension ending in os are masculine. Right. So, it just. These two break the rule.
So because they end in os, then do you decline them all the way through the os?
As a masculine.
So that's why it's not a wrong ending in the book. If that hadus.
That's right.
Is
that's exactly right.
Correct.
Even though it's feminine, it's treated as if it's masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
That all of
it is the, yeah, it's the exception to the rule. Think English here. Exceptions to rules. You know.
Why don't they
like,
just make it masculine?
Why don't I have two dafters? Three dafters.
What?
Three dafters.
Dafters?
A-U-G-H says F.
I mean,
yes,
laugh.
But
do you law or laugh?
Oh.
What's he doing this week? Can you talk
yes,
English?
But
don't go there. I mean, I can mess up the English language. They're the best of them here. So anyways, you're just getting into one of the anglicized Greek sections here.
In what way is it feminine?
I don't
it's
know.
Articles and it's
the articles. The article's feminine. It takes a feminine article.
And it's adjective.
Yes, and clearly because of that. Well, the article, okay, look, the article is really an adjective in a sense. It's
an article is an adjective.
Right, exactly. So, all the adjectival,
what do you call it?
I don't want to say prefixes. That's not the word I'm looking for.
What do you call it?
That's okay. Help me out.
words. Modifiers?
Modifiers, yes. That's the word. Are all feminine, and that makes it feminine. It takes a feminine modifier. I know Greek. I mean, I know Greek. I know Steve.
It's Greek.
Right? It's all Greek to me. That's right. So.
So what was the translation of the sentence?
What sentence?
Did we get to that yet?
Okay. Yeah. The apostles?
The apostles see the small houses and bad roads.
Good.
Would it be the bad roads?
Yes. But you...
Or can you drop it there?
You can. I mean, because you have an equative happening. But literally here, we probably would want you to put the thought in there because of the fact that it shows that you had that word translated in there. Especially since it's plural. If it was singular, you would put a bad road. And that would clarify whether you knew it was the bad road or a bad road. So, does that make sense? Okay. All right. Number four. Timmy. Hoy.
Hoy.
No, not coy. Hoy.
I said hoy.
Sure sound like coy to me.
I said hoy. Hoy, Deloy, Hoy, Kakoi, Luosi, Tum,
Ton,
Ton, Wakan, Tu, Apostolu.
Good.
Ton, Tu, Ton.
No, Tu, Tu Apostolu. Gotta make your news look like news and your song look like songs. Is ton oikon to apostolo? Okay, Timmy.
Okay. Deloy is masculine nominative plural from delus.
Dulos.
Dulos. Kekoi is masculine nominative plural. Luosi is present.
Wait. Tell me what these words mean.
Okay, so.
Deloy?
Deloy is the servants.
Okay.
Kaikoi is the bads.
Okay.
Luosi is they loose or they destroy.
Okay.
Oikon, no, is that it?
Oikon.
Oikon. Is the masculine accusative singular, it's the house. Apostolu?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, apostolu is masculine genitive singular. And it means of the apostle. So it's
of the apostles?
Apostle.
Good, okay.
So I didn't move it around, I just wrote it down how it was.
I'm sorry?
I said I didn't move it around, I just wrote it down how it was.
Well, tell me what you got.
The servants bad, they lose the house of the apostle.
Okay,
so the
make a sentence out of it.
The bad servants lose the house of the apostle.
Lose.
Destroy.
Destroy, okay. They even gave you a hint on there.
Yes.
Look at the. Okay.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I had this.
I mean, Mation's letting you know how he wanted you to translate that one.
I have the ugly slaves are destroying a house of an apostle.
Can you make it me the ugly slaves are loose?
They're ugly
house.
Slaves.
They're
ugly. Ugly slaves. They ain't the pretty. They ain't the pretty servants. They're the ugly slaves. Let's try to stick to the basic word usage here, okay? So, bad servants, bad slaves would be all right, but bad. Ugly. We have a new way we judge people here. The ugliness. All right.
We say that in the South a lot. We say, don't be ugly.
Don't be ugly.
It's about
being bad. That's right, it is.
He's just being ugly.
He's been ugly about being ugly, ain't he?
He's just being ugly when he burns down the house.
Yeah, he was.
Actually, he's losing it.
I can see the Ben translation coming out. And them ugly critters. The wages of ugliness is death. All right. Christopher, you get number 16. I think 16 is one you had, right? Ooh, good job. I picked that. Got you right on, huh?
I thought you were going to purposely pick one of the ones.
I should have. But you know what? There's still 17, 18, 19, and 20 to go. Mmm. Okay, do 16 for me, though.
Okay. There's
You said proste, but it's prote.
Prote.
Yeah, but you did put an S in there. You put a proste, but it's okay.
And then hey is the
Here's what I want you to do. Okay, this is not just to you, but for everyone, because you asked about the article thing. If an article goes with the noun, okay, say it together. Okay. That way you, it's kind of like playing a piano. You can play the notes or you can play the phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Play the phrase. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then ecclesia is a church. And then Escate is last. Allo is other.
You're forgetting to parse it. I'm just translating.
But they're all from Allo. They're all FMS. Basileia is kingdom, it's from itself. And it means the assembly is first, the other kingdom is last.
May have a debate on that one?
What was his again?
The assembly is first, the other kingdom is last.
Right, first the church, last the other kingdom.
Okay, first the church, last the other kingdom. Okay, so let's debate. Okay, what's the dot?
It's a semicolon.
A semicolon. Good job, Timmy. How'd you know that? Well, no, we had a debate on it. He was asking me today, what's the dot? I said, why don't you look back and find out? He says, well, it wasn't in there. I says, yes, it was. He said, no, I read this chapter. I said, did you go back to chapter 1 and chapter 2 to make sure it wasn't way back there? Check chapter 2. I'll help you out on it. I won't be as rude as I was to Timmy. Anyway, so he goes back to her, I don't know. He opened up the page and I pointed right at it. And I said, what about right there?
Time.
I said, in English, it must be a semicolon. Just put a semicolon in there. Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah. Okay. Now.
But I still don't see it. Is it chapter 2?
It's in chapter 2.
Okay.
I'm almost positive. Was it 1
title
or 2?
Punctuation. Oh, that's the end of chapter 1.
It's in chapter 1. Okay.
It's the end of chapter 1.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's somewhere on there. Okay, that
yeah, page 12.
I remember seeing that.
Paragraph 7.
Okay. So let's debate now. First is the church.
No.
Or first
the church.
Church
is first. The
right,
church.
No, but Ben was saying he had first the church.
It's a predicate adjective.
Okay, how do you know?
Because it doesn't have an article in front of it.
Good, it's sitting outside the article, okay? Ben, you got to remember that. We talked about predicate adjectives, okay? Which
lost me. What are you talking about?
Aren't you
which,
the one?
Which word are you talking about in the sentence?
Prote.
Prote, the person.
Prote, okay. Hey, ecclesia. Okay, prote does not have an adjective or an article, and it's sitting outside of between the article and the noun, so it's sitting in the predicate position. Okay, so since there is no other verb, and then you have the punctuation saying that segment is done, there has to be a verb.
I didn't see the dot there, so.
Well, okay, you still don't have a verb. First the church, last the other kingdom. Where's your verb? Gotta have a verb. Okay? I mean, to have a sentence, you gotta have a subject and a verb. That's why we started with the verbs, because a verb by itself can be a sentence in Greek. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
There is no verb here. So, you have to have the implied verb. And the implied verb is always
is.
That's exactly right. Okay? Because it's predicate.
We're doing number 16 now.
Okay. Yep. So you could say, first is the church. You could say that, okay?
Hmm.
Better would be, the church is first, because you're actually making a statement about the church, okay? But if you wanted to highlight first being first, you could say, first is the church. But in English, that almost gives you a wrong sense of what's being stated here. Does that make sense? In other words, that
what's first?
Yeah, Yeah, it's almost like I'm gonna speak about this first.
It's almost like first is a noun, and that you're saying first is the church.
The first thing is the church. Yeah, it's almost it sounds like. So, anyways, so you could say first is the church, but I think better to keep the sense of what is being stated here would be to put the church is first, because especially with context, then you say the other kingdom is last. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we go to 17. I'll run through that one.
Wait a minute. You said the other kingdom is last?
Mm-hmm.
That's an attributive adjective.
Why do you say that's an attributive adjective?
Because it has an article in front of it.
Eskate has
it. Hello.
LA does. LA. And so the other kingdom.
Oh, okay.
And so eskate is predicate. So what he was doing was he was throwing an attributive and a predicate in the same. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. 17 is tais pistais lege ha kirios perbalein kalein kai tois pistois. Tais pistais, okay, comes from pistos, the faithful. Okay? There is no verb with it. That means that pistis is being used substantive or substantively, and so it is something. It is plural. It is dative. It is feminine. Okay, and so I have to remember that it's dative here. It's not the subject. Okay. It would be I if it was the subject. So instantly, I say to myself, aha! Somebody's trying to trick me. Okay? So I say, dative. Okay, so it's to the faithful women, more than likely because it's feminine. So it's so in my mind, I kind of throw the little marker to myself that this is a for, to, or in faithful woman, the faithful woman. Okay? Lege is third person singular of the present active indicative, lego. So it's he, she, or it says. So more than likely, there's going to be another nominative here that's going to be singular. And lo and behold, the next word I get is ha kirios, which is the Lord. It's the masculine singular nominative. So he is, the Lord, is the subject of the sentence. So the Lord says, the Lord speaks, the Lord says. Parabolein is a parable, okay? Kalein is good, and there is neither a article with parabolein or with kalein, and so I have an option of whether this is the parable, is a parable is good or a good parable. My option right now, honestly, is good parable because I already have a verb. It wouldn't make sense to put it in a predicate. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so that's what we talked about in the past, how, you know, it could be two different things, but by process of elimination, I figure out which one it has to be. Then chi, clearly is an and. Tois, pistois. Now I have masculine dative. Of the same pistis, but it's pistois now, and so it's faithful men. So there's in that chi there then is joining two like things. And so the Lord speaks a good parable to the faithful woman and the faithful men.
Good parables.
Good parables, I'm sorry. Parabling, yes. Thank you. So the Lord speaks, the Lord says good parables to the faithful men, or to the faithful woman and the faithful men. Now, okay, I like this verse, this sentence, when it comes to then showing the importance of word order, if you're going to teach this, okay? As an equative, the chi being used as an equative conjunction, you would assume that you'd have tais pistais chi, tois pistois, okay? And you don't even need the tais pistais. You could have tois pistois and have it be representative of
men and women.
Men and women, okay? If you were preaching this, if this was really in the Bible, what's the importance? What's the strong importance being stated here?
He spoke to the faithful women.
He even included a woman in his teaching. That's exactly right, okay? Because you would be looking at a culture in which that Jesus would primarily be teaching who? Men. But if this was in the Bible, then you would be showing that there was a significant thing happening here, and that is the women were being included in the teaching. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, just a little thing there. It may seem small, but it's really big when it comes to really emphasizing what the writers of the Scripture were seeking to emphasize.
Now, if this was something that you were translating from the Bible, how would you translate that into English to show that emphasis?
You cannot. That's what I'm saying. That's why the joy of you guys learning Greek, okay? There's no way. There's no way in English that I know of that I could give you the emphasis unless I threw in the word even.
Yeah.
You know, that he taught parables even to the woman and the men.
Do the translators do that?
No. Sometimes, yes. I mean, when you do the NIV and those kind of things where they have more freedom, quote unquote, with their translations, then yes, they do that. In some of the literal translations, they will do it in certain places if they feel that the extreme context really warrants them, and that's where you'll have the italicized words being put in there. So again, it's the translator's prerogative. When the translator becomes the interpreter, it's consumer beware, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's why, to me, this highlights with the joy of you guys learning Greek, because there is so much that you can get out of it that's not there. And even if you honestly don't, you know, I'm looking at Christopher's Greek New Testament. And, you know, looking at you adults, and you're learning this, and this is great, but probably where you're at in your stage of life and stuff like that, you're not going to sit down with the Greek New Testament and start reading and translating. Probably the teenagers might. Okay? I hope they do. Okay, I'm not picking on you guys. Okay? I mean, I understand. You have life. You have a life out there, okay? But what you'll probably do is, as you're interested in certain portions of the Scripture, what will you do? You'll pick it up. And look at it. Does that make sense? Okay. And so it's at those points that things are going to start being opened up, and you're going to say, wow, wait a second. And that's where the Holy Spirit then comes and directs you. Because though you may not have the time to sit there and do the Erasmus thing or the Ulrich Zwingli thing, and I'm going to just write my own translation of the Bible based on the Greek, I'm just going to sit here for hours every day and do this, you know. As you go through, you trust the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you into all truth. Yes? And so it's amazing how many times when I'm studying, I don't have as much time to study now as I used to. Okay? And preaching through Revelation is a whole new book to preach through for me. And I don't have time to translate the entire book. I don't have time to read the entire book in Greek. That's just straight up. I mean, I'm not Greek fluent like that. And so it's amazing how many times I'm going through something and I'll just see something and I'll say, I wonder. And all of a sudden, it's amazing, you know, what's there. You know, and so it's got to be, in my mind, it's the Holy Spirit guiding me and leading me into things that he wanted me to see. And so, but the tool was there then for him to be able to use in my life. Does that make sense? So you're learning a tool, and that's what I'm saying, it's exciting. But you teenagers, on the other hand, okay, you know, you have time. You have a future. I'm not saying that the others don't keep you all have futures. But you're the generation that can be raised up and to use the tool really for God's glory. So my challenge is to you. I mean, and Christopher, man, you're how old?
10
years old. 10 years old. That's incredible. And you're going to have to download all these these tapes now, because your voice is going to be on it, you know? And when you're 40 years old, you're going to listen back to when 30 years ago, you know? And you're talking like this. But then you'll be talking deep like this, you know? And you'll be thinking, really, that was me? And then we're all going to come back to you 30 years from now and say, what did you do with the talents that God gave you? Anyway, so, anyways, but you guys, for real, okay? Jesus is going to say, I gave it to you. What did you do with it? Don't hide it. Don't bury it. Use it. All right. So that was number 17. That was a big aside. Number 18. Ha agathos. Oh, we really have to. Yeah, we need to take the quiz here. Ha agathos graphe. Agatha. Ha kakos keka. Okay, so ha agathos is, agathos is nominative singular. A good one, again, it's being used substantive, okay? He writes, okay? So a good man writes. And then agatha is?
Well, good. Feminine dative singular.
Feminine dative singular, okay? No, I'm sorry. It's not dative singular. There's no yoda. There's no yoda subscript there. Right, it's accusative. It's accusative plural. Oh, well, it could be feminine, accusative singular. It could be nominative, accusative plural.
What's not
neuter? Not nominative.
Neuter.
I'm sorry, neuter.
Neuter
plural. Neuter. Neuter accusative
make
plural.
A lot more sense.
Okay.
Good things.
Okay.
Good. What is it then? What is it?
So a good man writes good things.
But how do you parse that?
Well, agatha is neuter, accusative plural. Nap. It's my favorite.
So the good
one.
Man writes good. Could you say good words, or would it have to be things?
That is your choice as an interpreter. Like spiritual gifts. Oh. Gifts is italicized because it's not there. It's spiritual things.
Would you have to put something?
Right. Well, you don't have to. But people don't like the word things.
What did you? So
things is
you
not good English.
It?
So if you want to put words in there, that's fine.
The good man writes
good things or good words.
Like
the bad man, evil words or evil things. Okay. Now, what's happening here is there's an implied verb, and that is graphe again. Okay. So the good man writes good words. The evil man or bad man writes bad words.
So you can, so then the kaka and the.
This is the one we were talking about. I told you.
This
to
is
okay.
Aletha. Both of those are neuter, but they are modifying a masculine noun.
No. There is an implied verb here, graphe.
It's not implied. It's right there.
No. That graphe is up with agathos. And agatha, graphe, though, is not between kakos and kaka.
But what?
It is implied in the second half of the sentence.
Oh, and yeah,
it's,
right.
It's kaka is in a substantive.
Right.
So kakos, graphe, kaka. There's no graphe there, but it's implied. Kakos, graphe, kaka.
What about aletha?
I don't know where you're getting aletha. Agatha.
Agatha, sorry, agatha. What about agatha?
Well, in the first sentence, the first part of the sentence, it's all there. It's ha agathos, graphe, agatha. And so that is the neuter accusative plural being used substantive. The good things, the good words, the good ones.
Okay. And that doesn't need to match
anything, because it's being used substantive.
Okay.
That makes sense? If there was a noun to go with it, that it was qualifying, that it was modifying, it would match that. But it's being used substantive.
Okay.
And so kaka, it's really kaka, isn't it? Anyways, it's being used substantive as well. All right. We have got to get onto the quiz here.
And I don't think we have time.
We have time.
We got to get to the next lesson.
Sorry, Charlie. Only good taste in tuna becomes starkest.
I haven't looked at them for 15 minutes. These are forgotten.
Well, it's your fault for saying. Can't we do the sentences before we do the...
So is number 20 the truth is faithful and the hour is bad?
I'll tell you that a little bit later.
Okay. Because of time, you have 30 seconds to go.
Oh, you gave me up there.
Hey, I'm so slow,
right? Let's look at the vocab, okay, on lesson 7. lesson 7, you're going to learn the last declension of nouns, okay? Those are in the masculine that have the feminine, okay? And so, you know, like the anyways.
I thought there was a third declension.
This is. You actually learned... The second and the third first, and then we're learning the first now. Don't worry about it. Anyways, why they labeled them the way they labeled them, I haven't got a clue. But this one is rarer than the others. Okay? Right. All right. And then we're also going to do prepositions here real quick. Okay? Prepositions, just as a whole, though, the teaching of prepositions coming through here is that prepositions show relationship. Okay? That's the key of the whole thing. Prepositions show relationship between the objects that are going on, okay, the nouns. So, as we go through the prepositions, you're going to see that they will take a specific case. Some of them can take multiple cases, but when they do, they change their meaning, their definition. You'll see that as we go through. Okay, I'll point it out. All right, so here we go. Angelos, that's where we get our word angel from, but literally it means a messenger. Angelos, okay, because we go all the way back to chapter 1, and when you had the gamma-gamma, it makes a ng, ng, and when you have a gamma-kappa, it makes a ink, ink sound.
Why are you saying angelos instead of angelos? It's not an
eight. Got it. Okay. Just because it's the way I say it. Good job. Angelos. Yeah, angelos.
Say angelos.
Very practice in English. I'm used to saying angel.
Angel.
Yeah, you don't say angel, do you?
Angel.
Angel. When you say angle and angel, but you don't say angle and angelos. I can't even say that. Angle. Angle and angelos. But it's probably angelos. You're right. Angelos. And so messenger is the better translation. Again, you could put angel, but that's a transliteration. It's not a translation. Okay. I go. I lead. Okay. And so, and then apo is your first of the prepositions. And so apo is used with a genitive, and it means from. Okay. That means that if you see apo, okay, it is going to be used with a noun that is in its genitive. Does that make sense? Okay.
So does it get declined, or does it always look like that?
It always looks like that. Preposition always looks like preposition. Yes. Prepositions are just prepositions. They don't change.
So.
But they take certain words. So, apo takes the what? The genitive. So on the homework sheet, I said if you're making flashcards, it's good to put down apo, and then in the back, say, with genitive, it means from. Okay? Balo, I throw, I cast. And we talked about balo when we talked about parabole, that it comes, you know, I throw alongside is the parable. Balo, I throw. Dia, now you'll note that with this dia, it can be used with two different cases. First of all, it can be used with the genitive, and that means through. Or it can be used with the accusative, and that means on account of. Okay? And so, how you translate it depends on what kind of word it's with. Ace is also a preposition, and it goes with the accusative, and it means into. And so, in John 3:16, it says, For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth... God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth into him, not in him, but into him, which is really kind of a neat thing. You know, it's ace him. And so so it can mean in, like that, who believes in him. But I like the concept of into there, because you're inside it, you're not just toward it, you know. And anyways, so you'll get it. There's shades that are there. Ek was with the genitive. It means out of. And you'll note there the little exception that helps you out, that it says eggs before vowels.
Eggs and bacon.
Anyways. And then N, it was with the dative, and it means in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then a word that you probably all know anyway, theos, it means God. But note that it has the little g and the big G, okay? Because
yep.
It's not God's name, God, it just refers to a God. But if it's used by itself, okay, you have to make the determination whether it's referring to a God or whether it's referring to
God,
okay? We'll talk about that a little bit later on, and we'll start looking at Genesis or John 1 probably after the test. But when theos is used, or any word, any name is used